Bezras Hashem, our first topic today for Daf Yudad in Maseches Brachos in the Halacha section is the status of tasting on a fast day and vis-a-vis Brachos, as well as tasting Machalos Asuras. The Mechaber Paskins in Tov Kuf Samach Zayin in regards to the statement and question of our Gemara. The Gemara questions, what would the Halacha be in regards to tasting on a fast day? And the Gemara concludes that one is allowed to taste. Similarly, the Gemara says, if one tastes, one does not need to make a bracha. If we simply had the words of the Gemara, what would come out would be a massive kula. And that is that on a fast day, one is allowed to taste something and that it is permissible to taste even on a fast day. However, Tosfos gives us an important injunction. Tosfos in the Bar Maskil Toim, and this is how the Mechaber Paskins in Tov Kuf Samach Zayin says that the requirement is that a person needs to spit out. Says the Mechaber, Hashorui Betanis, Yochol Itam Kederviyas Ubilvad Sheyiflot, he needs to spit out, and comes along the Mechaber and he adds another Chumra on top of this, in the name of the Ri Abar Tzaloni, Ubiyom HaKippurim Ubetishabav Aser. And in Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av, nevertheless, it will be prohibited even to taste less than a revius with spitting out. You cannot put it all in your mouth. The Be'er Halacha gives a fascinating explanation for the Ribar Tzolni's Chumrah, and he says the Ribar Tzolni's Chumrah has nothing to do with Allah's of Tainus. Our Gemara said that if you spit out, it's not going to be a problem. And if it will be considered as if you're breaking the Tainus, then it should apply to all Tanesim. Why specifically Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av? And the answer is that because both Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that you're not allowed to put your hand into water. There is an Isur of Rechitza. And the halacha is that by putting it in water, one is violating the Isur of Rechitza. Hence, putting something in your mouth is part of the Isur of Aser Lahoshit Etzbo'o Bamay. This would be the Psak for Svaradim, that they would be allowed to taste less than revius and spit out, with the exception of Yom Kippurim and Tisha B'Av. However, for Ashkenaz, the Rama says that it applies to all Tainus Tzibur, v'yesh machmir b'chol Tainus Tzibur v'achinogin, and one could argue that the approach of the Tosfos, which the Rama is presenting, which is found by us in Dibur HaMaskil Odilma, is very much mukhrach in the Gemara, because the Gemara says the question is what was a person's intention when he was mekabel the tainus. So if we're talking about a person's kabbalah, that is only a personal tainus, is not in regards to one of the tanios. So bottom line for Ashkenazim is one is not allowed to even taste and spit out even less than a revius. According to Sfardim, it will be prohibited to spit out even more than a revius on a tainus, let's say like Asara B'Teves. For an Ashkenazim, it would be entirely prohibited. There is one exception. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav says we could rely on the lenient opinions if someone is preparing for Seudas Mitzvah. We would say that tasting and spitting out does not qualify as Hana'a. One could ask the following question. When it comes to something that has a chash of Iser, for example, in Hilchas Basar B'Chalav, we discuss often a bit of milk that falls into a pot of flesh. So we know the halacha is that we follow tam. The Gemara tells us that tam could also be measured as 60 times the meat to the milk. However, in the time of the early poskim, as well as in the Gemara, it used to be given over to a kfela, a cook, to taste. We paskin in Yoredei and Simin Tzadiches that the kfela should be a Gentile, lest the person who's tasting it actually tastes the milk. Then, God forbid, he will have eaten the milk and meat tether. That's how we paskin. Taz asks a very interesting question. Yoredei Tzadiches Beis. Taz asks, but if a Jew would taste and spit out, it should be permissible. However, the Taz concludes, and this is also quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Tov Kuf Samach Zayin Sif, that when it comes to Shari Surim, we don't have this leniency. This leniency was accepted specifically in regards to a personal tainus. Again, according to the Taz, this Gemara would only be talking about what is an individual's mindset when he takes a particular tainus upon himself. However, even if a person does not swallow, one can get hana, and therefore the heter would not apply, just like the Ramah says it doesn't apply by other tanesim, it does not apply by other isurim as well, according to the Taz. In regards to bracha, the halacha actually comes out slightly differently. The Mechaber paskins in Reish Yud, Siv Beis, two opinions. Hatayim es hatav shel ein tzarech levarich ad revius, vafilim u'boilo. First opinion of the Mechaber is that one could swallow up until the revius if one is simply tasting a food. V'yeshayim, however, the Mechaber quotes the second day that one needs to spit out, and if one swallows, even if one is tasting, the halacha is one needs a bracha. The Ramah paskins safek brachos lahakel. So what will happen is the following. For Ashkenazim, on the one hand, they will be machmir in regards to tasting, even to spit out on a tainis. On the other hand, if they're tasting and even swallowing, since there is a machlokis aposkim how to read our Gemara, we say safek brachos lahakel, and halacha lemaisa, if a person tastes, then in such a case for Ashkenazim, then they do not need to make a bracha, even if they are going to swallow. Even for Svaradim, it's a stam, v'ache kach yesh omrim, and presumably, according for Svaradim as well, there will not need to be a bracha. Some achroinim are medayik from the Rashi on our Amud, four lines in, Dibra Maskel Ma'al Shiyitim, that Rashi says that what's does not require a bracha, and what does not qualify as violating eating when tasting on a tainis is if you're checking out if the food has enough salt or has enough spices. What happens if you're tasting if the food is good? He tasted fantastic. Well, he enjoyed the food. What about the bracha? What about violating the tainis? Some achronim say that this whole heter of not making a bracha, or the times that's permissible on a fast day, is only if you're tasting for a particular ingredient. But if you're tasting it, it tastes good, and then it turns out it tastes good, you enjoyed. So in such a case, one would need to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Brura does not seem to rule this way. In Simen Reish Yud, Sif Katan Yud Dalid, he rules, Mitzad Machron Shiuru Rakik Zayis, and in such a case, he says, V'af V'dad Apa Shulchan Aruch, Kosev Ein Sarech Levarech. He understands, according to Shulchan Aruch, that one does not, and it would seem from the Mishnah Brura that even in such a case, it would be permissible without a bracha. This concludes our first set of halachas from Daf Yudaled. Our second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is the subject that our Gemara had brought up, where we had a beautiful memra from Rav and Shmuel about someone who proceeds to greet someone else in face of greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Rav, someone who does that is equated to someone who places a bama. And in the Daf Yomi Shir, we elaborate al pi machshavu what we thought might be a beautiful chidush of why it's particularly like someone who offered up a carbon like a bama. Let's turn now to the halacha lemaisa application of these shilas. What exactly and when exactly is there a prohibition of greeting someone before davening? Here the Shulchan Aruch is quite straightforward. In Simen Pei Tes, Siv Beis, the Mechaber paskins as follows. Kivan sheyigia zman tefila, asa lahakdim lahakdim v'pesach haver litin lo shalom. The moment the zman of tefila has come, it's prohibited to go to someone else, go out. Notice the lashon of the Mechaber, go to his house to give him shalom. Mishum, here he adds a beautiful agada. D'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom, and it's inappropriate to use the Shem Hashem to another person before one actually uses it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amei v'nyavin, this is very similar to the idea that we had elaborated upon in the Daf Shir about the Bama. Either way, avol mutar lo mar lo safra demarei tov. But he's allowed to say to him, good morning. However, you cannot go and seek him out to say to him, good morning. It's only permissible if you were going to see a particular matter. Mishnah Brura, of course, qualifies that that's only when that matter was permissible to go see before tefillah. In other words, what we would describe in English, you've chanced upon him. So there are two isurim that are at play. Number one, one should never greet someone with shalom before one has daven. And even in the cases where it's permissible to greet him, don't use the name, the word shalom. In a case where you've chanced upon your friend and you haven't gone to visit him, so then in such a case, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see in a moment why I say Shulchan Aruch, it's permissible to say good morning. And of course, it's prohibited to bow down to him as well. However, v'im hischil levarech habrachos ein lochush kol kach. The Mechaber has a leniency where he says, however, if one has started the brachos, so then in such a case, there would be room to be able to be koreya, to be able to bow to him a little bit beforehand. What emerges then, lahalacha, is the following. To go to someone's house before one has davened, even if one has begun brachos, would be inappropriate. Using the shame to say hello to them. Using the shame shalom is inappropriate before one has davened, even if one has started saying brachos. However, if you have chanced upon your friend, in other words, you're walking to shul, then according to the Mechaber, it's permissible to say good morning. It's interesting to note that both of my rabbeim made similar points and came to very opposite conclusions in regards to good morning. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, in his Mishnah Berurah on page 238, points out that saying, wishing some good morning is actually a tefillah. It's praying. It's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a good morning. This same point was made by my Rebbe Rav Braunspiegel in the United States, where he pointed out that it bothers him very much that people don't say hello to each other and wish each other a good morning, and then he would smile and say, and you could actually wish them, pray for them, that they should have a good morning. So my two great rabbeim made the exact same point, that the statement of good morning is a bakasha, it's a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if a person really has human emotion, that really he empathizes with his friend, that when he wishes them a good morning, he is davening for them that they should have a good morning. Rav Nevinsal then pointed out that this might create a halachic problem, and that is that when you daven with in Aramis, in Aramaic, there are some who hold that you need a minyan to be able to daven in Aramaic. Hence, to say Tzafra Demara Tov, he thinks, would not be recommended. However, presumably, to say good morning, I have to ask Rav Nevinsal, I did not have the opportunity, he would agree is okay if you bump into your friend, because the name of Shalom Rav Nevinsal adds is Hashem Hashem, so then if you meet your friend in the morning, Nevinsal claims, after davening, then it would be better to greet him with shalom, because then you're greeting him the Hashem Hashem, than saying Boker Tov, because you're praying for shalom with the Hashem Hashem versus Boker Tov. It seems to me that some people, I don't understand why, it could be that there is a Mar Mokom I am missing over here, for some reason people are careful not to even wish each other a good morning when they pass each other before tefillah. It doesn't seem to me in the Shulchan Aruch that is muchrach at all, except for Rav Nevinsal's point about saying Tzafra Demara Tov, and as my Rebbe had mentioned, that davening and wishing and truly wishing a person a good morning is an appropriate thing, and it's something that shows sensitivity, how both of my great rabbeim approached the statement of good morning and seeing it as a way of truly relating to another person is something we should work on in our Avodas Hashem.